Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things related to the Press Box and to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, here with us. And Gene, unusual for September, but one we've been waiting for a while in the Pennsylvania Derby.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, the Pennsylvania Derby, I was talking to a couple of guys earlier this week. You know, here's a racetrack that really nobody much knew about or cared about. Philadelphia Park, as it was used to be called many years ago. They got expanded gaming and put a lot of money into their horse racing and really have created two major events, the Pennsylvania Derby being one of them, the Cotillion, both grade one races. We'll talk about both of those today. But, you know, this is exactly what can be done when you have the opportunity to have additional revenue and create a buzz around both your racetrack and your race meet. These two races have really become really linchpins now in the schedule. The horses that have won both the Cotillion and the Pennsylvania Derby have gone on and done well. And this year promises to be, I think, much of the same.
Okay, so let's talk about the Pennsylvania Derby, and of course, the big one is the rematch that everybody's been talking about this summer.
You know, a little bit of the glamour was lost when Maximum Security kind of colicked. I don't know how severe, but anytime a horse colics, it is severe. He is out of the Pennsylvania Derby, so we lost a little bit of that glamour with the Pennsylvania Derby because of the perceived matchup with War of Will, the winner of the Preakness Stakes, and obviously the combatant in the Kentucky Derby when Maximum Security was disqualified. But that doesn't, I think, take much away. It does take some of the headlines away, but it not from the composition of the race itself. In addition to War of Will, you got Improbable, who went into the Derby and the Preakness as the favorite, undefeated as a two-year-old. He came back. He did win a race his last time out. Improbable, I do think, will be the post-down favorite for the Pennsylvania Derby. But you also got him. You got War of Will. You've got also the horse Iroh Lake, Buzzy, and you know I've talked about often, Mr. Money from the barn of Brett Calhoun.
Okay, so the question becomes, my friend, how do you play it?
Well, I'm going to go with Mr. Money. He's won four in a row, Buzzy, starting with the Grade 3 Pat Day Mile on Derby Day. That kind of kick-started him, and he's won four in a row, all Grade 3 races. He won the Pat Day Mile. He come back and won the Matt Wynn Stakes at Churchill. And then he won the Indiana Derby and most recently the West Virginia Derby. He's training just lights out, and I think he's just getting better with every start. Brett Calhoun, he's won over 4,000 races in his career, Buzzy, and I really think that this horse comes into the race maybe short on headlines but long on game. And I'm going to take him, bet him across the board, and then I'm going to make it pretty simple. After that, I'm going to just key him over and under all the all button in case we see a long shot come in second or happen to get the upset. So I'm going to kind of simplify the process. I'm going to bet Mr. Money in the Pennsylvania Derby.
Over and under all.
Over and under all. I'm going to hit the all button, and hopefully that a big number comes either second or to Mr. Money, or if he happens to beat him, at least I'm protected a little bit on the upset.
Ergo the term all in. All right, let's talk about
let's
talk about the Cotillion for the Phillies and the undefeated Garana.
You know, great race, Buzzy. Garana, whenever you start comparing horses to the Great Ruffian, you know that you've hit a really good bar and a standard. Garana won Broker Maiden at Keeneland by 14. She comes back and wins the Grade 1 Test Stakes in her second career start for Chad Brown. She is going to be I don't think there's any doubt, will be the favorite for the Cotillion. I think that the question remains on her a little bit, Buzzy, is distance and ability to really go right to the front and control that distance. She'd be stretching out off of two basically sprint races. So while she, I think, is a deserving favorite. I think she may be a vulnerable favorite with the quality of the field that's shaping up on Saturday in the Grade 1 Cotillion.
Okay, so again, the question is always, who do you like? How do you play it?
Yeah, my gal, as you well know, is Serengeti Empress.
Yeah.
I was on her in the Oaks and got 16-1, and I really just think that she is a star. I think that she'll go on after this race and do well, whether it be in the Breeders' Cup Distaff or any other race that trainer Tom Amos decides to put her in. I just think she's got quality. I think she's got some really gut and integrity to her race style. She's going to go right to the lead, and whether or not she can carry them. But the difference, I think, Guana beat her two races ago in the test, but that was shorter. And I think now that they're going to stretch out to two turns and still a mile and a 16th, I think Serengeti Empress is the one that's really going to shine here. After the Oaks, she's run two really good seconds. I just think this distance fits her absolutely to a T. You've got two other fillies in here that merit consideration. Bellafina, the California import.
Right.
Obviously, for Simon Callahan, she's got a lot of credentials. You've also got Jaywalk, the two-year-old champion, who looks like she may have gotten straightened out a little bit after a really spotty spring for Jason Service. I'm going to make it real simple in this race for you, too, Buzzy. I'm going to Serengeti Empress. Going to play her across the board, particularly to win. And then I'm going to play her over and under the all button again, hoping that I can pick up a long shot to run in that second hole.
There you go. And that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, as always, may the horse be with you, my friend.
With you as well, my friend. I appreciate it very much, and good luck to you in the weekend, and I hope you have a glorious late summer, Indian summer, as we like to call it, weekend here in the Great Commonwealth.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Thanks, buddy.